Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New federal protections for pregnant people on the job go into effect tomorrow. There are already some legal protections. You can't be fired just for being pregnant, for instance. But the new Pregnant Workers Fairness Act says if you're pregnant or postpartum the year after pregnancy, you can ask for reasonable accommodations at your workplace unless that puts undue stress on your workplace. So what exactly does this mean? Elizabeth Gedmark is an attorney and vice president of the advocacy group A Better Balance. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So spell it out. What kind of accommodations are we talking about?
So the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act requires employers to provide things like access to water to stay hydrated or a transfer to a less physically strenuous workstation so that workers can stay healthy and earning a paycheck while pregnant or postpartum.
Here's some more. You can change a uniform or dress code for a pregnant person, maybe allow them to wear maternity pants, private space, not a bathroom for lactation needs. I mean, what are some of the other things that pregnant people can ask for under this new law?
So they could also ask for a modified schedule in order to accommodate perhaps morning sickness if someone's not feeling very well in the morning and needs a later start, or they could take time off for prenatal appointments or postpartum appointments as well.
Remote work, telework, time off for bed rest.
Yes, time off for bed rest, and also it provides time off to recover from childbirth because, unfortunately, we were actually hearing from folks who were fired while they were in the labor and delivery room, so that is now illegal.
Oh, boy. Well, and what are the exclusions for companies, you know, the employers?
So if it would be an undue hardship, meaning it would be very difficult or very expensive for an employer to provide that reasonable accommodation, then they wouldn't have to. However, we suspect that the undue hardship is going to be a very high bar because these are only temporary accommodations when you think about it.
Right. And by the way, this is employers, companies with over 15 employees.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, well, you've been hearing personal stories. A mother in Missouri named Taza Buckles shared her experience with you. She worked at a retail store in 2020 while pregnant as the pandemic was starting and asked her boss if she could have a water bottle near her workspace and also asked for a temporary transfer from her position because of the very hot conditions there to another work position. Both requests were denied, and she was pushed off the job because she couldn't have it. Let's listen.
I don't want anyone else to go through what I've been through. Having such simple accommodations denied and your plans to just flip on you all of a sudden, it takes a toll on you and it adds to the very many stresses of pregnancy that you already have. And as we all know, stress is not good to have during pregnancy. It's not healthy for you and it's not healthy for your child.
Unbelievable. Another mom, Natasha Jackson from South Carolina, shared a story this year at the White House. When she was 3 months pregnant, she said she was working at a furniture company and asked if she could do temporarily less heavy lifting.
I thought it would be an easy yes. Instead, I lost my job. I was our primary breadwinner at the time. We just made a down payment on a house. But without my income, we had to back out of all of it.
Well, and it got worse. She quickly, it's that spiral we talk about. She ended up homeless, needed emergency public housing in a matter of months. She's pregnant. And this is illustrating how women in low-wage jobs of color can be so vulnerable, especially when they're pregnant.
Exactly. And that was one of the main driving forces behind the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. And we're so grateful to Better Balance community advocates like Tasia and Natasha, who were brave enough to share their stories and explain this really was happening.
Yeah. We have to stress how big a deal this is. I mean, some of us remember as recently as 1976, the huge company GE, you remind us, paid disability benefits to workers who are out for any kind of medical reason, but not to women out for pregnancy. And the Supreme Court backed GE when workers sued. And that same year, 1976,
right,
I signed a television contract with Westinghouse Broadcasting that I wouldn't become pregnant or otherwise disfigured. This was common, and it took Congress. The courts didn't do it. It took Congress to pass laws protecting the right to work while pregnant.
That's right. So in 1978, they passed the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, which ended that sort of blatant discrimination in a contract like yours. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But the gap in the law was that it still didn't provide an explicit, clear, affirmative right to reasonable accommodations for workers, especially those low-wage workers who need them the most.
Okay, so this law goes into effect tomorrow. By the way, do you see the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act maybe ensuring health and safety for all workers, anybody who wants a water bottle?
I can see a scenario, absolutely, where the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act may be paving the way forward, because it's basically saying you need to value your employees. So I could easily see an employer who says, you know what, it makes sense for me to adjust that water bottle policy across the board. It's actually not that difficult. And you know what? It's affecting my bottom line in a positive way. It's affecting morale and my workplace health.
Yeah. Elizabeth Gedmark, attorney and vice president of the advocacy group A Better Balance. We're going to link you to all the resources they have, sample letters you can use if you need to ask your boss for accommodations at work while pregnant. We'll have it all at hereandnow.org. Law goes into effect tomorrow. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.